Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gates. Let's love.
Today is a very important day because I'm planning to tell my sister that I'm homosexual.
Honey, your outfit's gonna do that.
Yeah, I think. Oh, girl.
Honey, girl. You walk in there with those rainbow socks and that bandana and those short shorts.
I mean, when you said your sister used to make fun of your feminine voice.
Now, he does change into, but the first thing I thought was, he's like, I'm going to tell my sister I'm homosexual. I'm like, honey, you don't have to say a word.
You don't have to say a word.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Don't ruin that song. Don't
Y'all,
ruin Allison Krauss for me.
Your outfit screams it loud enough, honey. I'm coming out.
Y'all, that's the title of this episode. Lips, season 2, episode 8.
Now, for those of you who've been playing at home along with us, have been playing with yourselves at home alone.
Whoa. Well, I didn't expect that.
You
if
know.
You're skin to skin.
Y'all, I have to say, there's so much shit about monkeypox, and it's all about skin to skin contact. And even my sister-in-law, who's a nurse, who's a help for the health department, says, they say skin to skin in the meetings, and I laugh every time now.
Skin to skin. If you haven't, stick it in.
So, y'all remember, Kimberly, if you're worried about monkeypox, it takes prolonged
skin to skin contact. And if you have prolonged skin to skin contact, you might wake up the next morning and go, whoa.
I did not expect this
pustule.
I thought there was
a potential, but monkeypox.
For those of you who have been sending me stuff, I did get my first shot yesterday. So,
yep.
Now I would like to say, I'd like to combat. Even though we don't have time.
We gotta go see a movie.
I don't want to do this a lot, but I want to just say, a lot of things are trying to fearmonger about monkeypox, and that's the most important thing, is to remember that it's unless you're having prolonged skin-to-skin contact with someone, mm-hmm. more like in a sexual way,
or
especially
on someone's sheets for a long time.
Or for men who sleep with men, that's where it is spreading.
Yes, don't be as fearful of it. I will say, I have a friend who's a gay man and a nurse practitioner, and I had him on Dear Maddie once, but his Instagram handle is AskTheNP, and I post his stuff a lot because he posts a lot of good factual, not fear-based information of just, so he did that with COVID. So if you just need good fact, and he really goes by what information he's getting from the CDC.
Great.
Everything I check with my sister-in-law, when he says something, she's like, that's dead on.
So it's AskTheNP.
AskTheNP. He's a funny, right. charismatic guy. So, highly recommend.
So if you're hearing people saying, anyone can get monkeypox, anyone can, take a breath.
Take a breath and get some information.
Unless you're a man who has sex with other men, and this is the end of July 2022, you're fine right now.
You're not going to get it riding on a subway.
Right. So, some people, when I talk about it, people haven't even heard of it. So,
my sister-in-law's calling me.
But the thing is, I called my health department like a normal, reasonable person, and turns out I'm on PrEP.
Well, they're doing that. That's a California thing.
It is.
I don't think that's
also in New York.
Okay, yeah.
I think there are only 3 cities vaccinating right now. Maybe Miami is starting, but
is it Houston?
I don't know if it's Houston yet. But I know as of last week, it was only Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. Because those are where the biggest gay populations, or gay male populations, or men who have sex with other men.
All right, great.
Which I'm one of them. I don't know if
we've
that's what
you're
aware.
We've got to see the last unicorn. I don't care anymore.
I want to talk about monkeypox.
I don't want to. I want to talk about Valentine and Carlos, y'all. So, first of all, I got to say, this fucking party that Valentine threw
it's
for
sweet.
Carlos is really fucking sweet.
I agree.
I don't know what I feel about a cake that says Valentine loves you. Like, just say happy birthday.
It did feel a little bit saying, it's like giving someone a present with your name on it.
Well, what it reminded me, yes, and what it, yes, it's true. What it reminded me of, too, is that why I think, why their relationship, not just, look, y'all, there's,
I was confused like at the maritime theme as well.
They're by this, I didn't get it. It was very like New England.
Yes, it was. It, very Salt Wife inspired.
You know, there's this like, book called The Passionate Marriage. I've talked about it before where it, I'm not saying some people don't agree with this. I kind of think we talked about this in the book this guy said, and I agree that sex is symptoms for emotional things that are in a relationship. And kind of,
yeah.
I think that. Some people don't.
That,
but
I agree with that.
And I thought, what you're talking about being bottom, pasivo, whatever, in a relationship. But I think, like, under that, Carlos, we've talked about this before. Carlos, this is this emotional gaping wound of I need to be validated by you constantly, literally by you telling me that I love you on a cake.
Yeah.
And he completely, like, breaks down and starts, it's moving, but at the same time, I go,
is it?
You're in a different emotional place than Valentine is. And I don't think Valentine is going to want to take care of you emotionally.
That's what this is about.
More than anything, it's that your Valentine is never going to be able to take care of you enough emotionally.
What do you think Valentine needs emotionally from Carlos? That's an interesting question.
That's a good question. I don't know if Valentine knows, because it's almost like he doesn't want to go there.
Well, part of
that's
what
a good question.
Part of what Valentine thinks he's the relationship he's in with Carlos is this guy loves me a lot and he's coming out and we are an international couple. So maybe it's for Valentine, it's the idea of being in a relationship. That is unlike a lot of others he's been in. Maybe it's the notoriety. Because I don't feel there's a lot of emotional strings on the relationship for Valentine. And I think it's more about the relationship in theory than the actual emotional relationship.
I agree. I bet you he says things like, oh, there's just no good guys to date in L.A. anymore.
Ugh. There are so many gay guys in Los Angeles. Trust me.
She knows.
I'm starting on the top of the second roster, going through a ball.
I hope you see Valentine one day on Scruff or something.
I might. I will scream and screenshot it immediately and we'll post to the Sissy Squad.
Well, maybe not post to the Sissy Squad, because that's his private thing.
Why not?
His private
He's
Scruff.
He's being public.
Unless you have to send it to me, though.
Okay, I get it.
He won't care.
People have posted stuff like Tinder profiles all the time.
I guess if they're a public figure, game on. Yeah, you're right. So Carlos, they're sitting there, and then what's a great way to bring down a birthday party, Poodle? Have your cousin just talk about how hard it is to come out to your family.
Hanner,
I get it that you're trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
But do you feel like there's just...
What did you call him? It wasn't Hanner. It was something like Pete.
Pete? Or I've been in this situation. I've been on both ends of this, I've been on a versatile convert in that I've been the person saying, I'm going to come out to this person. And
right.
Talk to other gay people. And then I've been on the other side where a gay person's talked to me and said, I'm coming out to someone tomorrow, whatever. Right. All those... there was a realism of how hard this is going to be. But it never followed up with, but you're going to feel so much better. This is a self-love. That's where I thought was.
That's a bit of a misfire.
And if they talked about it at this table and this show didn't show it, then that's a misfire production.
And I think.
It felt hopeless.
Valentine is trying to do that, but it comes off as self-serving. Like when he comes out, then Carlos could be with him. It doesn't necessarily feel like, no, this is good for your life.
Because he says, I'm there to support you. I'm there to, that's fine. But no one instills this.
You're going
to
feel so much better. You're going to be liberated.
That's what helped me come out was when other gay people said, I went through this. It was the hardest thing. Yeah. I promise you, you're going to walk around in the world.
It's like
the
It Gets Better movement.
Yeah. And there was no, it was like, doesn't get better. In fact, it gets worse. Let me sob on your boyfriend's shoulder at your birthday party and my cake.
I will say this, y'all. I understand everyone's got their own story. Don't be a Hanner at a coming at a birthday party / I'm going to come out tomorrow party. Maybe hold that and keep that in.
I'm trying to understand their perspective that it was obviously much, 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 much harder for them to come out than it was for me. But still, I do have people that I know people from this part of the world that came out, and there's a much more hopefulness about it.
But I think it is from family to family, there's differences.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, my thing was, he was saying it was really hard for me and I lost a lot. And again, this is this kind of, you guys, we talk about a lot of pain comparison, and I've said before, comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. And so Carlos should not compare himself to his cousin and how it would be. And that's kind of what was happening there.
I mean, I guess because Carlos's sister apparently was terrible to Hanner.
Yeah.
Hanner. Speaking of, it's the next morning, and Carlos is talking about his mom died 11 years ago. His grandmother died a year ago.
And his sister's all he has left.
All he has left. And he says that I regret not telling them my true colors. I get that. I regret not telling my grandparents that I was gay.
What? Were you amazed that this was only 5 days in? That we have done this much in 5 days?
It's like, it's a lot. It's a lot. This is more drama than On the Next Gay Bus.
Bring back that show.
Oh, God.
Gay Next.
God, Gay Next. I would produce it myself on a dime, and the bus would just be your car.
I'm like, oh, that's a used condom. Sorry about that. Was that from this production shoot?
No. Used condom. That's not me, y'all. Not mine. Not familiar.
I think that was from a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's where Carlos says his sister made fun of his feminine voice. Y'all, his sister shows up. And you know how I feel like Mother Poodle could relate to this. Maybe like when Mother Poodle walked into her living room and before she saw anything, she just smelt fireplace soot everywhere. And she had the look on her face that like, what did you boys do?
Yeah. What happened in here?
What happened? Before you even told her.
Yeah, that's what the sister's got. That's a stank face. And the thing about it is, she shows up. It's also the face that you look at someone and go, what? What? Dairy Destiny. What?
What?
Like, that's what the sister's walking in there like. And I just want to say, I understand grudges and I understand hurt feelings, but if someone is wanting to tell you something if you can sense, especially a family member, someone is wanting to tell you something from a place of vulnerability, God, for God's sakes, go in there with at least trying to hear them. Yeah. You don't think she was even trying.
Like, the way I kind of already take from this, it's hard because it's his sister. But your sister also, again, they always say this, just because someone's your family doesn't mean you have to have a relationship with them if they act like a piece of shit.
Yep. And if they're making you feel worse about yourself, that's not what family is supposed to do.
Because he said, so I wanted to see you. And she says, I'm here.
Yep.
And then he says, I'm a big homo.
And she goes, that's the end of the story, so we're going to find out next week.
Yeah, you see kind of her face.
I can't, in the next scene, the next on, it says that she says, basically, it's a choice. I'm sorry you chose that.
Which yeah, you're saying
one of the worst things to hear, you guys.
Because he says, thankfully, it's not a choice. I'm glad he says that back. Because earlier he did say, I'm going to tell her about my gay, what did he say? He called it a very antiquated term we used to use.
My gay lifestyle?
No, he said my sexual preference.
Oh, yeah, we don't say that anymore.
That's an antiquated
way. Means like, I prefer choking.
No,
that's my sexual preference.
I prefer chocolate gelato over vanilla gelato.
I prefer girthy dicks.
I do prefer girthy dicks.
But I will take any of them.
But I could not make a choice to take any dick because I will.
But yeah, sexual orientation. That is pretty much
We didn't get them last episode.
And I missed Cuckoo Magoo.
Woo!
And
we missed Banana
her big
Tree.
Big dick wonder.
Y'all, they wake up and he is shirtless and man. God, he's
so hot.
He is just a specimen of a human.
This is the episode where I went for them, and we've thought it all along. And even she says Danielle is aware enough to say, I don't think we have the same goals at all.
It's confusing. Yes, it's confusing because she's still spinning because she said it was. She says that they had a plan for her to move there the whole time. And
yes.
She says he went back on
to the DR.
To the DR.
Yes.
But Johan acts like, no, that wasn't the plan at all.
And I think
I don't know who to believe.
I think the answer is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Because they've been saying things like, or he's been saying, first of all, he is extremely naive. He does not really know how...
I also think he doesn't listen to her.
I agree with you. But he has been saying stuff like, we'll go to New York and then we'll come back here. So in his...
Like they can just go back and forth.
Yes. In his estimation, we will go to New York. We will make all the money we need to. Then we can come back here and live close to my parents and give them money. Then when we need more money, we'll just go back to New York and we'll just pick up a handful of the gold you can find on the street.
Right on down in the Battery. That's where they keep just cauldrons of gold.
The cauldrons of gold. Yeah, and you just go down there and we'll go back anytime we need money.
Anytime. And you understand the frustration and extreme I can't think of the word, but just... exhaustion that Danielle has because she's trying to say, like, where she goes, Donde?
Where are we going to get it?
Where does money come? And you feel like she's overreacting, but you make a good point. If you look at what he's saying, he is completely oblivious to this. So I understand that.
She has her responsibility in this, though. And here's the problem. For her... she sees two options. That, number one, he is in love with her and would love her if she was penniless, not American, didn't matter how old she was. He's in love with her soul.
Yes.
That is option one. Number two, he is with her for only money. He is conning her.
Yes. There is not an in-between.
This is what we were talking about with David and Annie. Annie explodes that binary because she says, I love him. I learned to love him. And I got,
he's good to me.
He's
he takes
good
care
to
of me.
And cause so I believe, even though Johan is extremely naive, I believe he can love her or she is, this sounds bad, but she is she is lovable enough for me to say, I love this woman. But I also need to take care of my family. And this is the way I do it. Two things can be possible at the same time.
And it does seem like Danielle doesn't get...
It is Greek to her.
It's Greek to her. It also, she needs to understand where the sun rises in the east and sets in the west is a fact of life of that Johan is going to take care of his family.
Yeah.
It is a non-negotiable thing.
It's a little bit Chantel and Pedro
in
this way.
And it is the same where she feels emotionally just like Chantel and Pedro. She feels like, because what this is all about for her, y'all, is she's not she doesn't feel like she's being honored and put first.
No. And that's what she's looking for.
That's not the case
for
at
in
all.
A relationship. Yep.
It's not that he's not putting his family first. It's just that's but for her
it's on a different plane.
It's this whole it's this whole emotional of like he needs to be love me and be devoted to me first. It is a self-involvement in a way.
I wrote down she said this was really clear and that's when I realized you don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Not
and
at
she
all.
Said I need to make sure that maintaining our lifestyle is more our lifestyle is more important than maintaining and giving to his family's lifestyle. And I said, that is so Chantel and the rest of her family.
Giving to his family is part of your lifestyle now.
But I'm saying...
But no, that's what she doesn't get.
Yes, exactly.
So I will say this.
Harvesting the American dollar.
This is the most gorgeous therapist office I've ever seen.
I liked this therapist too.
I don't practice anymore. But I was like... Maybe I could become a therapist again and move to the DR and just have a therapist in the trees.
Did you just
be worried about birds?
You would be. Just to go back a little bit.
Can you imagine someone's talking about their mother leaving them when they were a kid and a bird flies in and I go.
And then I was molested by my stepfather.
Oh, that is a two-man. Wouldn't work. Wouldn't work.
Oh, God, tell me when it's back. Tell me when. Tell me when it's gone, please.
I'm sorry about you and your stepfather.
Sorry.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah, you need to be indoors.
I need to be indoors.
You're an indoor person.
I am.
So just a little bit. They wake up. They are going to couples therapy. Before that, though, they need to go. She needs to go take a shower in their baño with no running water. And this is why you realize Danielle hasn't thought this through at all either.
I actually wrote this down too.
And she said, I have a 10-step beauty routine. This hair does not need water pressure. And I'm like, so you're only kind of going to live your Stella got her groove back
she is.
Fantasy.
I mean, it's sweet that he bathes her, but she's saying, I'll never be able to do this. I'm like, but so I guess you're going to live in a place that's going to be more expensive.
Right.
She does say, this episode that she says, they have, again, which is part of the confusion on Johan's part of, I think he doesn't listen to her. I also think he doesn't say everything clearly.
Right.
She said they have looked at apartments to live in.
Yeah.
Remember
down
she
there.
Did, down there. So, but still, I mean, I guess it's cheaper, but it just seems like, she's talking about this shower thing like it's all this new planet to her. And I'm like, but you're moving here, honey.
I think he let her do that because otherwise it needed to happen. And he'll think, oh, she'll get tired. No American's going to want to come here. That'll be out of her mind. I'm sure she'll, like all Americans, they'll want to go back home. Because I guarantee you if she moved to the DR... for someone who has a 10-step beauty routine and needs this, seems like she's a point in her life where she's not independently wealthy.
No.
She's not going to be able to work down there. I guarantee you she'd be back in 6 months. Hand to God.
Yeah.
And so I think, but I do agree with you that it is suspect that he says, no, this was always the plan for me to go to New York. I think he's saying that out of necessity that he has to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of layers here, you guys, but the one thing that is clear is that neither of them she doesn't understand his motivations for wanting to marry her. She is always going to be suspicious of him.
Oh yeah.
Because of the way she feels about herself.
The way she feels about herself. It's kind of several days after therapy. They're driving down the highway.
And we can't decide if we're going to get married.
Tomorrow. It's the next day. They're getting married. And they basically kind of have it out. And Johan says, I thought we kind of already talked
about
it.
We're never not playing that song at the live shows,
never,
by the way. We are never,
never
not never. Playing that song.
In fact, if we came to her city, I would ask her to do a live performance. I would love it. And so Johan says, I thought we were on the same page. And, he said, cause he comes up with and says, she's always fighting, and basically he can't use the right, or he doesn't say the right words of belittling him that he doesn't make enough money.
Right.
So he goes, why wouldn't I want to go U.S. to make more money? Even though I think, again, there, he thinks a pot of gold. So there's, this isn't, there's a communication thing that's not happening as well. I mean, we kind of already belabored this, but she just, that's where she's like, the Donde, Donde. And he kind of says, you don't understand. If you don't understand, then we do not need to get married.
Right.
Because that's the card that he knows he holds.
True.
Is that he is this gorgeous man from the DR that can give her this life, this vacation life she always yep. dreamed of.
With a dick like a turkey leg.
Dick like a turkey. And he can like, take it away.
Exactly.
Question.
And y'all, once you've wafted that turkey leg in front of me at a county fair, that turkey leg ain't going nowhere.
Blue ribbon.
I will eat it.
He will eat it. I'm telling you this now. She's still gonna marry him.
100%.
100%.
Regardless,
because she, yeah. No matter what her friends, they're gonna get married. We're going to take a commercial for the people on the free feed. If you're on the Patreon, we're going to keep on going. But when this airs later, we're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back. All right. Can we do Ariana's shirt on, actually,
yes,
next?
So we won't be.
Because it was happy ending for Daniel.
Daniel and Amber.
Love a happy ending.
This is the end of their story in eight episodes.
We don't know if there's how many more episodes, y'all. It could be 9. It could be 10. Who knows?
I don't think we got a vision of their wedding. I don't think we saw a Danielle
and
Johan wedding. So
I think it's gonna be
10.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be 10.
They're gonna
as well.
Screw us with 10.
I'm happy with it because I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I don't mind 10.
I just had to alter our schedule, which I did not like doing.
And of course, yeah, whatever. So all right, everybody. So it's been a few...
It's date night for Ariana and Sherlon.
Did this, like, just turn your stomach?
Yeah. No, I'm past sympathy. I'm past empathy.
We can't feel sorry for Ariana anymore.
I am past... I'm almost past caring. I'm not past making fun of her, though.
No.
Especially her ridiculous spider eyelashes, which are about to fall off of her.
They are about to fall off of her. So...
She's a gorgeous woman.
I know. Her mother comes over to watch the baby because they're going to have a date night. And, y'all, they are going on... and as they go on the date, Karen's sitting on the bed with the baby. And I go, poor Karen. She just knows. But Sherlon takes her to the bar that they met, the first bar they, like, met up yeah. at after this boat
you
tour.
You think this is... almost a peace gesture. It's not. It's twofold what's happening. This is a remember when I did this for you so I can get back into your good graces and I want to fuck you tonight.
There's a difference in doing something like in the past of like realizing doing things that were good that invoke attraction and memory. But this is all reciprocal. What's it called when magicians do a
misdirection?
It's misdirection. Let me misdirect you with my huge dick.
Yep.
And flirt with you.
Yep.
And then fuck you down, and then you're happy for a little bit.
Yep.
And then I don't have to hear you, bitch.
And guess what? It's gonna work.
It's gonna work for a little bit. It's gonna work for a little bit.
I agree.
But not long. But not long, because remember. Mama Karen's there to take off that. Nothing takes out an orgasm high like your mother.
That's the truth.
Boy, Poodle will get home from visiting mother and Pickens, and she'll start laying into him, and he's got to go get fucked that night again.
Cool, Jay Bird. I told you about your father doing this and this. Do I need to show you? Jay Bird, can you help me fix that printer again? Mom, I got to leave again tonight.
I forgot.
Where are you going?
I have another plans with an old friend.
Exactly. I'll be back in the morning. When you're gone, I need you to help me call the cable company tomorrow. It's going to be that same Indian person, you know. Remember that when she swore it was the same Indian person?
Yes.
It's like, I swear it's the same goddamn person, Jay Bird.
You're like, Mom, it's a big call to me, whatever.
It's a country of 100 of a billion people. I doubt it is. It was the same woman. I swear to God. Oh, God.
Anyway.
I told that story to someone about my mother saying it was the same Indian person. And that, and then this, the woman could not stop laughing.
Oh, mother.
It's like, I'm telling you, it was the same woman.
So they're at the same bar. And so basically, you know, they're having this weird, Ariana's like, this is where our lives change. And Sherlon said, guess what? It's your destiny, bruh.
It's your destiny, bruh. Who wants to be called bruh?
And suddenly you hear Ariana, I know, Ariana says, oh, I remember this guy. And I'm like, no, honey, you remember the fantasy.
You remember your Caribbean queen fantasy of seeing a guy on the tour with his father's boats, and this guy looks hot, and there are no stakes right now, so it's okay if he doesn't wear a condom. Yeah, that's what you're remembering. Yep. And then he pulled out that sneaky snake.
And she's going, and I just look at her and I go, honey, if it takes this much to convince someone to be with you, they're not into you.
Amen.
But I get it. We all see, this proves more than that love is blind, more than the actual show Love is Blind proves.
Love is blind. She got a bunch of shit. I don't know if you heard about this.
What?
Vanessa Lachey got a bunch of shit by saying that she thought, because they were asking about
body positivity,
and she thought there was a size preference. And so she's like, I don't know. I think that's just like a problem. We did everything we could. And I'm like, just own up to it.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do better next season.
Yeah.
Don't make excuses, because it's no wonder that every single person on the show has what would be called an ideal body type.
No, yeah, I did see that. They're not going to get people like with real bodies that are going to want to be reality stars. Yeah. Or some, but they'll probably be like, they need to get kind of these just shallow people into this.
The closest was, what's her name, Shake was with.
Because I do, yeah, Deep.
Deep,
I do think that people that have, not always, people with normal bodies can be very shallow.
Yeah.
But on the whole, and I'm not saying people with beautiful bodies are all shallow, but when they're casting, that is kind of the point, is beautiful, they're getting shallow people to see if love is blind for them.
Right.
So it is a bit now, but then if we get like a beautiful person with someone who's not, quote,
doesn't have a
contemporarily beautiful
body,
then that's a different show.
She should have just towed the company line instead of defending it.
Yes. But I do want to say to people that come after Love is Blind, I'm like, but is it that show?
No.
I don't think it is.
It's not.
Anyway, Sherlon doesn't care, though, because he's like, ooh.
He's being very flirty and attractive.
It's like, I'm seeing that fat ass and that booty.
The lion is stir.
That was a terrible lion roar he did. It was like,
something like that.
He raised his arm. He's like, row. And he said,
the lion is stirring.
I don't want to do it, bro. I don't want to do it. Don't make me, Sherlon.
You will do it. We have to do this to calm the tiger.
He just wants to fuck her, y'all.
He just wants to fuck her into submission again. And Sherlon says,
with that sneaky snake.
In Jamaica, we say, the old fire stick is easy to light.
That's what they called Ariana in college.
Yeah, there goes fire. In our country, easy they say, light. That old fire stick is burnt to ashes.
And that old fire stick is going to feel you. She's going to get you.
And when he said the whole Stella thing, I said, Stella Got Her Groove Back was a movie.
That's true.
It's not real life. Stella Got Her Groove Back is not real. Like The Notebook.
Yep.
They're
making a musical out of The Notebook, by the way.
Oh, God.
Ingrid Michaelson is writing the music. Singer-songwriter.
Maybe I'm sure it'll
be great. Did I say it convincingly enough?
He won't lie.
Did anybody believe me?
All right.
Hate everything.
Let's move on to something we do believe in.
Oh, Amber and Daniel!
Ranch dressing and baseball ass.
Daniel, what kind of barbecues is this? They don't have hamburgers or hot dogs. Daniel. It's my upstairs neighbor. Every time I think I say something, there's almost a reaction of slamming something on a floor.
With timing, like you'll say something and one of us will say that and the other is about to respond, and in that pause is when she drops something. I bet she falls all the time.
Today, it sounded like she was, you know those saw horses? It sounded like she was like, it sounded like she was actually sawing through bone or something. It was ridiculous.
Sounds like that around 1:30 in the morning. Well, that fuck machine. It's just
beep, 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 beep.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Y'all, it's Amber and Daniel, and we're going to a Venezuelan barbecue, which is mostly soup and meat.
Soup,
apparently.
Meat, that's all you get.
I don't want, when it's warm outside, don't give me soup. I agree with Amber here.
I will say, like, I really thought there would be like hot dogs. I mean, it was in the most white
she is
girl
the most
basic voice.
There's part of her I love, and it is her complete embracing of being a blonde, white, basic bitch.
And she talks about in normal soups and even American soups, or I shouldn't say American, but whatever types of soups she's used to, she still doesn't eat everything in it.
She eats the broth.
She just eats the broth. So,
I'm afraid of other types of meat.
Amber hates green peppers. Just sure. Normal thing. Amber's one of those people who can't eat onions.
Oh!
It would drive you crazy.
I understand there are people who are allergic to onions.
That's true.
But the people who can't eat onions, because I'm like, y'all, that is a normal flavoring.
People are going to come for us on that one.
What you can eat in soup, I don't even want to imagine. Onions are in everything.
I guarantee you she hates tomatoes, by far.
Hand to God.
She said it's a texture thing.
I'm a tomato texture person.
I'm not, but I guarantee you, though, that is a...
I like tomato sauce. I like tomato anything, but a raw...
You can't eat a tomato, a cooked tomato in soup?
I can eat it. No, I'm saying if a cooked tomato is fine.
No, she can't do that.
Oh, I can do a cooked tomato any problem.
I'm telling you.
But a raw tomato for me, unless it is very, very fresh... But even then, like a random raw tomato on a sandwich, and I bite into it, and the texture just like it just fucks with me, and I don't love it. Things you never needed to know.
Things you never needed to know. So
what is this? It's a potato. Oh God!
And look, this, and she said she's like this broth is delicious, but they go to this barbecue, and Daniel is like fine with, but what is great is that he's telling them it's nice to see Daniel hold court.
Yeah.
Do you notice how he was standing up and talking to all of them and they were laughing and he's talking about how they met through their phones and the woman's holding the phone together saying, oh, you kissed. Like, and they're
love at first phone.
Love at first. And Amber is sitting there totally just clueless.
But the interesting thing is she has some awareness, and this kind of happened with their season last time because it was such a train wreck until the last two episodes.
Yeah.
When Amber kind of understood where Daniel was coming from.
It takes her a bit.
And this happened the very same way where she goes, I feel out of my element here with no one speaking English, but this is exactly what Daniel feels like all the time around my friends when we go out. So I need to remember that.
Yes.
So... She is aware of her ridiculous basicness.
Yes, like I'm sure she probably watched this back and saw herself doing the cat parade and went, oh God, the way all of us would.
I really think, and I'm going on record and saying this, if we do a Florida show, we will definitely invite them.
Oh, I would love for them to come to
because
Florida
I feel
show.
Like they'd be cool, they would get it, they would be able to make fun of themselves a little bit.
If Daniel wore that baseball outfit, I'd lose my mind.
And we would definitely come for her. We would definitely bring out. We would probably do a Who Knows Amber better, and we would choose the dipping sauce of the chicken fingers.
Yeah, we would. Yeah. We would. So, who knows, y'all? If we end up doing a show around Tampa, that's like a menagerie of 90 Day Fiance people. Yeah.
I don't know if Libby and Andre would come. They're so busy with all
their
other stuff.
What would you do if you?
I only want Andre.
But what would you met? I like Libby. I know some people don't, but I do like her.
I think she would be more needy about what she would need to.
Wouldn't want her sisters to come.
No, 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 no. No butthole brigade.
No, no butthole brigade. So she has this kind of clarity, and she said, but I appreciated this. She said, oh, I just had deja vu. But she said, I need to be more patient, but I don't know how. I think that's a fair, a lot of people say, I need to be more patient. And they just say, I'm just going to be more patient. I think we don't talk a lot. How do you build patience?
And the fact that she's admitting she doesn't know how to start that goal, to achieve that goal. I think it was interesting, too. She said,
We're not going to tell you how to build patience.
No. You're not going to get it here. You'd have to pay one of us.
Yeah, not getting it here.
That's either you can pay me $300 an hour to be your life coach. And then I'd say to you, look, I'm a very impatient person too, so I can't help you.
You've got to move this along, Tammy.
Yeah. No, I think she did say, you know, I complain about him not working all the time, and I think about the fact he can't work, and then I said, it's not that he doesn't want to work, he can't work, and I need to be more supportive of him. Instead of denying him all these things, I need to remember that he really does want to, and she talks about being more patient after that, and she also mentions the financial stress is just so much, and I really hope things will be better when his work permit comes,
She does need to learn not to take that out on him though, because I know he didn't understand it.
It's a thing for her.
But she did choose it, and she took it all on.
No, she does, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, y'all, he is making dinner for her. He is making flowers.
This looks good.
He had some, like, potato mash. He, like, spread it out.
This turned you on.
It did. Daniel. No, he is so hot to me. He's, like, kind of funny and weird, too.
He's so just always... him. He's always
He's great
it's
TV.
It's really hot seeing someone who's just so comfortable in their skin.
Yep, I agree.
Skin to skin.
Skin to skin. Now, she comes in her black server uniform. Now,
she totally, I know what you're going to say.
I got to say this. When you finish a serving shift, you're disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
You smell like food.
And she kind of looks at him like he's standing there, and she kind of looks at him like, which cat died or something like that. What happened?
But y'all, she's like, oh my God, I've never had a candlelit dinner before.
She's crying.
And she starts crying and then he says, we can only get better from here. But even though he's like, we fight because it's love. Not always true.
It's not always true.
You fight because you may not be fundamentally right for one another.
And she's already, like I said, she's crying and she's feeling, and he said, I have a little surprise for you. And I thought, is he going to show his dick? But it's not a little surprise. He got his work permit, y'all.
And she starts crying. I start crying.
I didn't cry, but I got emotional.
And we did say this. This is my favorite sentence of their whole, we did say this last episode, but I'm going to say it again. He said, my whole life I've been trying to survive, and now I can dream. It's the American dream.
And she looked at him and she said, Daniel, where's the ranch?
You know I like ranch on my pork.
Also,
can you give me a set of ranch, please?
Another reason that I actually think Amber is a sissy and would fit in very well in the squad. Because that's a sissy-sized bottle of wine that they've got on that motherfucking table. That is huge.
Did you also watch her, like, he threw her down the bed and he took his shirt off and he's taking his pants off? She gets on top of him. She's a sissy, y'all.
Amber's a sissy.
That is a sissy move. When he gets down, she flipped him over. Sat on his arms.
She has an extra large bottle of that Barefoot wine. Y'all remember buying that in college.
Ooh. She's got to get the KY out.
I kind of went, oh, when he unzipped his pants. This got stitches.
He's so hot to me. Now, the other thing I was going to say, y'all, she needs to shower before being on that shift. You are disgusting after a serving shift.
I don't think he cares, though.
That's probably true.
He just wants a woman.
But I have a feeling that's when they...
Stop.
I have a feeling...
Desire.
Shh. I have a feeling. Please stop. I have a feeling.
Because I'm a woman.
This is why I can't get anything out.
Go ahead.
That's when you cut. And that's when she goes and takes a shower.
Yeah. I think they fucked.
And
that cat was just sitting on the bed watching going.
Olay.
When Daniel said, I want to have a house with no roommates, just us hanging out with cats. And then they cut to that. And I went, this was a storybook ending, 90 Day Fiancé.
It is definitely the end of their story.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. Y'all, that's the episode. We don't know if, I think you're right. I think it's going to be 10 episodes.
If they'd have to do a lot to wrap up four other stories in 9. Gabby and Abby are pretty quick.
Yeah.
Although there is some Frankie we see next week. We do see the return of Frankie.
Which I was excited
for. The Danielle, Johan, and...
That's going to go to the end.
Sherlon, Ariana will probably go to the end as well.
Yeah.
And who else are we missing?
Valentine and Carlos.
That will
to
too.
End.
Yeah. Where do you see that ending? By the way,
I think I don't know. I really thought it was going to crash and burn, but after this episode, I think there's a thing, oddly enough, that likes to caretake in Valentine, and I think Carlos's sister is going to act so horribly.
Yeah.
Carlos is going to crumble. Valentine's going to take it, and it's going to trauma bond them.
Yeah. Do you think he will propose to Carlos?
No.
I agree.
But I think they'll end the season together.
Yeah.
And I did not think that before.
And then they'll break up.
4 months.
That's generous.
Generous.
Anyway. Carlos will come home, go back to L.A., and we'll fuck someone the next night. Or going home from the airport.
Yes. Exactly. Y'all, we're in the golden month of reality TV.
We are.
Between Lip, between... 90 Day UK. We just did our Bi-Curious of the One That Got Away, Sissy Club. We've got Lalu that's back.
Oh, my God.
We are in a moment right now.
We are pigs in shit.
We are. Sooey, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And we call these other pigs in shit poodle because aren't we just all pigs in shit rolling around in shit looking for love?
Keep going.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. I got it. Yes. And if you've got a pretty face, thunder size, and a fat ass booty, call us.
Call us.